Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season. But don't.
I can't stop the feeling. See you on your body. I can't stop the feeling. feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
Come on. 103.1 FM.
I'm
103.1 FM.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow with some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Drink some vodka drink, you drink some
This is 103.1 FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
Yeah. get so jaded. Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning in your brain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut and dry. Day at the rain, a little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train. Runaway train burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more?
You found it.
This is 103.1 FM.
Apart, hearts broken in two.
103.1 FM.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, Crop Hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News & World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow with some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Yeah.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Right.